This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in Lok Sabha. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her yesterday. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labour-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors.
In order to promote environmentally sustainable passenger systems, we will develop 7 high-speed rail corridors between cities as growth connectors, namely Mumbai to Pune, Pune to Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Bengaluru, Hyderabad to Chennai, Chennai to Bengaluru, Delhi to Varanasi, Varanasi to Siliguri.
Defence services have received the all-time high allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-27 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said this year's budget will give India's Reform Express new energy and new momentum. He said the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Piyush Goyal, Joel Oram, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi, Sarbanand Sonowal have hailed the Union Budget. The Chief Ministers of Puducherry, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Odisha have welcomed the Union Budget. Meanwhile, industry bodies, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CII, FICCI, have also hailed the Union Budget. In the Union Budget 2026-27, Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India under Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry has been entrusted with a pivotal role in expanding access to high-quality assistive technologies and services across the country. The budget, through the newly announced Divyang Sahara Yojana, proposes to support Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India to scale up production of high-quality assistive devices, deepen research and development and integrate advanced technologies, including artificial intelligence, into product design and services. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor displayed seamless inter-service coordination within the country's multi-layered maritime security system. The minister said this while addressing the 50th Raising Day celebrations of Indian Coast Guard, ICG, in New Delhi, describing ICG as a wall of trust on the country's maritime border. Mr. Singh said it demonstrated the true meaning of service to the nation. Paradip Port Authority has achieved a new record with 14.44 million metric tons of cargo handling in the month of January. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said the achievement is the outcome of sustained infrastructure augmentation, streamlined processes and improved coordination across terminals and stakeholders. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe to storm into the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.